Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to you if I happen to see that you called, and the odds of that are slim because I'm not very perceptive. This thing makes a big deal on the website whenever somebody calls, big flashing lights, pops up the phone number. That's right, it's got caller ID. This thing is top notch, but sometimes I don't see it. So most shows, like 30 or 40 people call in, and I never talk to any of them. I don't realize until later, oh, crap, 30 or 40 people called in. So what I do, since it does have caller IDs, I write down all of the phone numbers, and I look them up on the Internet, and I send them Hallmark cards that say, thank you for calling. Sorry, I was not able to answer your call, but please call in again. As it turns out, I've had to send Hallmark cards to a lot of the same people because even though I tell them to call back in, and they do, I still don't answer the calls. That's horrible of me. But like I said, I'm just not perceptive. I'm not quick. You know, I'm not quick. I'm not the sharpest tool in the matchbook or whatever. So I'm checking out a new audio setup here. What I have been doing in the past was using the vocal mic from my studio, which is what I use to record the hit Hypersloth songs, of which you are all quite familiar with by now, I'm sure. But I think that since I use Skype to call in, that microphone is just far too professional for Skype. No offense to Skype, but I know that it compresses a lot of information and data so that it can stream it live. And I think this professional grade condenser mic, I think it's called a condenser mic. I don't really know. I just know I spent a shitload of money on it. I think it just captures too many wavelengths of sound for Skype to handle. And so Skype is trying to cram all these wavelengths into its nebulous the tubes that it runs everything through. And it just doesn't work. I've noticed that, and I'm sure you've noticed too, probably most of the calls that have come in have been to say, dude, your voice sounds like shit. Get rid of that mic. Now I really wish I'd answered those calls. I'm sorry. Expect a Hallmark card from me. Anyway, so I think that mic was just capturing too much stuff, which is what it's built for. And Skype, you know, wanting to be very economic in what it pushes through the net so that it can do it quickly. I'm snapping my fingers to represent quickness. Just couldn't handle it. It was making it muddy. The voice was kind of muddy and nasty sounding. Well, in contrast, Zigzag's voice, who was just calling in using his, you know, stock standard webcam mic or laptop mic or whatever, sounded great. It sounded super awesome. In fact, I was jealous. My wife had to comfort me many nights after the show because I was just weeping that, you know, his voice sounded so awesome and mine sounded like shit. But that's kind of how it is in Hypersloth anyway. His music is awesome. My lyrics are shit. His music is awesome. My vocals are shit. So, you know, thank God for Zigzag. Otherwise, there would be no Hypersloth, at least not a good version of Hypersloth. But anyway, I don't even know if Zigzag's going to make it tonight. His daughter's got some soccer-related thing. I think an awards ceremony or something, which is, you know, that always trumps the show. All the soccer stuff. I know I'm a big soccer fan. Not really. I don't know anything about soccer. But it does lead into, segue, if you will, into an interesting topic, which is that my son, who's 4 years old, he's played soccer 1 year. He was very good at it. He scored a goal. But he just recently graduated to the first level of his preschool. That is really a preschool class. He's been in this place since he was an infant, and that's pretty much their demographic, infants through pre-K, so like 0 to 4 or 5 years old. And now he's 4. And so he graduated to the first class that really is like a pre-K, a preschool class, where they're like, okay, enough of this just sitting around crapping in our pants. Now we're going to learn some ABCs and shit, you know, so hop to it. Grab your goddamn pencils. We're going to learn some goddamn shit now. So that's the class he's in now. Well, what's interesting, and I got to preface this first by saying this is all purely for entertainment because my wife might listen to this. This is only for entertainment value, only to make the people laugh who listen to it, maybe, or at least relate to it. Everything that happens after this is a complete falsehood and a lie, and it's contrived and it's fiction. That being said, so from the age of like 0 to now, prior to his recent upgrade, in his daycare when I drop him off, his classes have always been to the left side of the building. The building's a big square. You walk in, there's a reception area, there's a hallway entry to the left and a hallway entry to the right, and they go around the building in a hallway, and the rooms are, you know, around that. And all of his rooms up until now have been on the left. So I've always, for the past 4 years, gone in the door to the left. And when I picked him up, if I had to pick him up, usually the wife does that, I've gone in to the left and picked him up. So the right is an undiscovered territory for me. And I didn't expect it to be anything other than a reflection of the left, because that's how architecture works, at least in this school. But I had to take him for the first time to this new upgraded class, which is on the right side of the building. So for the first time in years, I had to walk to the right. And I'll tell you what, on the right side of the building is a completely undiscovered stock of MILF, like I've never seen. Certainly I've never seen it on the left side. On the right side is the most astounding herd of MILF coming and going I've ever seen. It's amazing. I don't know what that represents or what that means, like socioeconomically or biologically. I mean, is it that once your kids reach the age that they graduate to the preschool class, you have worked off all the baby fat and now you're super hot again? I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is that the past few days, and I've been taking him to the right side for the first time ever, I've almost walked him into a wall a couple of times or stepped on him because the milk, I forget that he's even there. So, but anyway, yeah, I'm not a big fan of soccer. It's a cool sport, I guess. I mean, if you like kicking a ball around, it seems like kind of a slow sport. I guess I might, since we're moving to Nicaragua, which, by the way, we're moving to Nicaragua. Perhaps, maybe, it might not happen. But I think they like soccer. I think they like soccer everywhere except America. And I don't know what Americans like soccer for their kids. I guess they don't take it seriously enough to do or give a shit about as adults. But it's strange because it's a huge deal for kids, not so much for adults. It's on the level of the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. It's like, everybody loves their kids being in Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, but they don't want their kids to spend the rest of their lives living in the woods. I don't know if that makes any sense at all. But this might be a short show. I had no time to prep. I actually had plenty of time to prep. I had a lot of time. I just didn't do it because I'm burnt out, man. I've been just rocking the airwaves for like 2 weeks now. I need a break. I mean, I seriously need a break. I don't know how people do this for a living. I would in a heartbeat if, you know, the paycheck involved was 7 figures. But I've just been burned out. A lot of things. Got too many irons in the fire. Too many fires. I've got like one fire with 10 irons. I've got another like sub-fire with some other irons. And then I've got like a ball of tinfoil that's also smoldering. Too many things going on, but, you know, normally I don't really do any kind of, you know, what they would call show prep. I don't sit down with a notebook and write down topic ideas. I don't surf the internet and find news stories to talk about. which I should. I'm not bragging. I'm by no means saying, oh, I can do this off the cuff. Doing it off the cuff sucks ass. I wish I had time to sit down and find things to do, to talk about, but I haven't. However, that's going to change because starting next week, we're going to start promoing the show, like big time. I've got a Facebook page, me, personally, with 375 friends or followers. 375 friends or followers, me, personally. None of them know that I'm doing a radio show because I've wanted to kind of work out the kinks. I wanted to see if Zigzag even gave a shit about it. Turns out he does, and there's a good chemistry. So next week, or this weekend, I'm going to break out on the Facebook page and say, check it out. I'm doing a radio show, people. Tuesdays, Thursdays, 5:30 p.m. CST. Tune in. Check it out. Call in. And then it's all over. Oh, and I've got a Twitter page as well. Do they call those pages? Sites? Profiles? Whatever. I have a Twitter account. And I've got 400 followers on there. I think most of those don't know who I am or care what I have to say, but I tell you what, they're going to care this weekend when I say, check it out, Twitter people, Hypersloth on air, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5:30 CST, Central Standard Time. Be there. And so then the phone lines are going to light up, and all you people that I'm talking to now that, you know, are trying to call in, well, good luck. You're going to have a lot more competition to not have your call answered. But seriously, the scheme is to really promote the show heavily over the weekend and then have a show Tuesday that is like a real show with real people participating and calling in. Now, we'll see if that happens. I'm sure it will. Why wouldn't it? I'd call into the show. Even if I knew, my call would not be answered. So anyway, get ready for the fame and the fortune. Zigzag, if you're listening to this. That being said, I was talking about my wife earlier, whenever I was totally joking about the whole MILF thing at the school. Completely kidding. It's a funny story how I met my wife. I was working at a day labor place as the office manager, not as a day laborer. Not that I should be ashamed of that, but it's kind of integral to the story. So I worked at this place, and homeless guys and guys who were down on their luck, which are not always the same, by the way. I learned in this job that a lot of homeless guys are homeless on purpose because they want to stay, quote unquote, off the grid, i.e., drunk all the time. I put a lot of people out to work every day doing the hardest, craziest, most dangerous stuff in the world for like $40. And they were all, I did this for like 3 years. Every one of these dudes I put to work who were some of the freakiest, craziest, weirdest people in the world were also totally cool. I never met a person in that job, be it a homeless guy, a voluntarily homeless guy, a guy who was legitimately homeless, or just a some kind of other, you know, quote-unquote deadbeat. I've got to stop saying quote-unquote. Every person I met in that job was a very nice person, with the exception of one who slashed my tires. But in retrospect, I did piss him off pretty heavily. Anyway, I met my wife because she showed up at this place to work. She had moved down from Houston, had a guaranteed job that evaporated when she got here. The job no longer existed for whatever reason. So she came into my place, which was a temporary employment place, which it wasn't really, not really temporary employment. Well, I mean, it was temporary, like, by the day, but it wasn't like you're going to get a job at a call center for a week. You know, it was like, here's a pickaxe and a shovel. You go move these big-ass rocks for 10 hours, and maybe you can do it again tomorrow. So she came in looking for work, and I was like, man, you're way too hot and frail. to do what these guys do. There's no way. So I never put her out to work. And she ended up getting hired into the office with me. I don't remember what or why, but I put in a good word for her. I was like, look, this chick needs to work. I can't put her in used steel-toed boots and a hard hat and send her out with these dudes. I think we need a assistant or something. And so they hired her. And then we totally did it, like, every day in the office on the desk. It's crazy. As soon as these guys went out to work, we just polished the top of those desks with our butt cheeks. I'm kidding. That didn't really happen. Anyway, that is how we met. She came into my place looking for work. And I had it, but I couldn't put a pretty girl out with a shovel and a pickaxe doing stuff like that. All right, I think I'm about to wrap this up. Like I said, I'm ill-prepared, but get ready for Tuesday's show. It's going to blow your skull wide open. It's going to hurt in a good way. Like John Mellencamp says, it will hurt so good. I did make some show notes, even though I lied. I said I didn't, so I lied. Let me see. Craziest pet story. Do I have a crazy pet story? No, not really. My pets are crazy, and they do crazy things all the time, but can't pick one out that's extremely absurd. Crazy kid story. Well, that happens all the time. I've told the story about my kid eating a hot dog that was thrown up by a dog, which I guess might count as a crazy pet story as well. Let me see. How'd you meet your wife? Okay, I did do that. Everclear. That's a really good story, actually, and it goes back to me running this day labor place and a guy who would daily drink an entire bottle of Everclear. But I tell you what, I'm going to save that and talk about it later, because I want you people to come back. And actually, I think Zigzag would enjoy that story. And so that's really about it for today, I think. I'm beat down. I got some music stuff to do for the sloth. I need to record a verse for Beer is Food, which is one of our songs, Beer is Food. You can hear a sample at hypersloughradio.com. You can also hear a sample of Internet Love Song, which is in the can. It's done. I need to upload a full version of that to iTunes, where you can buy it for 99 cents. Or you can share it, but please, if you share it, tell the world at large about Hypersloth. Anyway, yeah, I got some stuff to do. And Zigzag will be back on Tuesday or Thursday. I'm not sure. But either way, Tuesday's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a big show. Because everybody, 400 Twitter people are going to know about the show, which means four of them might show up. And 375 of my Facebook friends are going to know, which means 3.75 might show up. But if they do, they're hooked, and they're going to tell all their friends, just like you are, to come listen to the Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 CST, Central Standard Time. We'll talk to you later. I'm out. Let's play a little bit of this Internet Love Song to rock ourselves out the door. Thank you.